Reading, Unit 3.
The Story of St. Patrick by James A. Janda.
A little boy liked to sit on a hill and watch the boats come and go in and out of the harbour. His name was Patrick. He liked to run down to the pier. He liked to watch the fishermen bring in their boats loaded with fish. Patrick lived on the shore of England facing the Irish Sea. He wore a toga and sandals because he was a citizen of Rome. He lived there a very long time ago, in the 5th century. Patrick had to learn his prayers just as you and I. But to tell the truth, young Patrick was more interested in playing than in learning. He liked to climb trees, pick apples, and play with his dog. Patrick had a happy time until he turned 16. Then something that happened made him very sad. From the top of the hill, he saw it all coming. Niall, the Celtic warrior, and his enemy boats were coming into the harbour. Niall's warriors attacked the town. They killed many people. They burned the homes. They stole horses, pigs, and sheep. They captured Patrick, forced him into a boat, and sailed across the sea to Ireland. In Ireland, Patrick was sold as a slave.